Today, here in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Sota Daf Lamed Beis. We begin the brand new seventh Perek. We're learning today Leilui Nishmas, a couple of names I just got from earlier in the week: Trudy Spector's Yardside, Gittel Bas Rebelezer Meyer, Bernard Luster, Chaim Beryl Ben Yaakov, Miriam Molina, Miriam Pesa Bas Mordechai Yonason. All the Nishmas we learn for should have an Aliyah from all learning. We begin the seventh Perek with the Mishnah on Lamed Beis with Aleph, with the words Elu Ne'amarim B'choloshon. At least that's the gear that we have. If you look in the top Tosos in this Perek, Elu Ne'amarim B'lishonon. That's the Hochi Garcin. And the Tosos has that it is telling us the following are allowed to be said B'lishonon, not in any language as we had said in our gears of the Mishnah, but it means in any language that you understand and is spoken in that neighborhood. That is what it means, Elu Ne'amarim B'choloshon. But you can, for example, say it in French if you don't understand French. But the bottom line is that they don't have to be recited in Lashon Kodesh. They don't have to be recited in Hebrew, and we'll have psukim to derive all of these. And of course, why is this over here? What does it have to do with Sota? So the first one is, Parsha Sota doesn't have to be recited in Hebrew. It must be recited in a language the woman will understand. In fact, since she has to answer Amen, Amen, if she doesn't understand it in Hebrew, you can't say it to her in Hebrew, because it won't fulfill anything. This is similar to when people say the Kol Chamira V'Chamiya that we say, when we're burning the chametz, when we're doing the beer chametz, so we have to say it in a language that people will understand. It doesn't do any good to just say mumbo jumbo. You're saying the words in Aramaic and not understand them. It's much better for the person to say them in English, or if they're going to say it in Aramaic, then translate it for the people that are saying, get along with them in order that they understand it. It's not a tefillah. Tefillah, as we'll see, can be said in Hebrew even if you don't understand it, and it's even preferable to say it in Hebrew even though you don't understand it, rather than in English, let's say, which you do understand. That's tefillah. But when you're saying something like a contract, something as the words of the Sota, which he has to answer amen, amen to, it must be said in the language he understands. So let's again begin. Elu Ne'amarim either b'lashonam, in their language they speak, meaning not necessarily in Hebrew, b'chol lashon. Now, the first one that we're telling us is the Parsha of Sota. Parsha Sota. When we say the words to the Sota, we had a machlokas earlier, which words have to be written down, which words have to actually be said to the Sota. Whatever we're saying to the Sota, we have three different opinions, that can be said in any language, and in fact, it must be said in the language that she understands. Again, as I pointed out, if you read it to her in Hebrew and she doesn't understand it, you haven't accomplished anything. Then there's the Vidui Meiser. The Vidui Meiser is something that we say at the conclusion of the first 3 years of the Trumas and Meisos, and after the second 3 years of the Trumas and Meisos, that we say, Biyarti es HaKodesh min HaBayis. The person has completed taking off all of the Trumas and Meisos, and he has to make this acknowledgement, and this acknowledgement can be made in any language. It doesn't have to be made in Hebrew. As Rashi says, Bishana HaShlishis, Biyarti HaKodesh min HaBayis, Shumotzi Kol Ma'asrosov, Umivaron Mibeso. He gets rid of, he gives them to the Kohen, he does the appropriate thing with the Maaser Rishon, with the Maaser Sheni, Ben Yochel Od La'Shosa, and he can't leave them anymore in his house. He has to, by this point in time, give them to the appropriate people. No, so Maaser Rishon Levi, Maaser Oni Lanim, Maaser Sheni, Shotei Shtanim, Sha'avru Ma'alayel Yushalayim. In the first and second year, it's Maaser Sheni, in the third year, it's Maaser Oni. And if he hasn't done any of these things, he has to go and do them now. Umisvad, and subsequently, he goes and attests, Biyarti Akod is there, is referring to Maaser Sheni, Vegan Masatim Lelivi, that's a remez that Maaser Rishon, Lager Liyosel Lamona, that's a reference to Maaser Oni, and he says, Ba'omro B'chol Lashon, in any language that he wants, as will darshan out from Psukim. Then the next thing in the Mishnah is Kriyeshma. The recitation of Kriyeshma can be said in any language as well. We'll see this is a machlokas in the Gemara, both here and in Brachos, between Rebbe and the Chachamim, as to whether this is, in fact, the Halacha L'maisa. Our Mishnah holds like the sheet of the Chachamim that says it can be said in any language. Utvila, davening Shmona Esrei, Tvila always means Shmona Esrei, that can be said in any language as well. Ubirchas HaMozon, we have the mitzvah d'arais of Yochalta Yisavata Uverachta, you have to thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and this can be said in any language, albeit we have it codified in Hebrew. Ushuas Eidus, if a person made a Shvua, that he does not know Eidus for somebody else, and in fact, he did know Eidus for them, and he would therefore have to bring a karban. He brings a karban chatas, ola v'yored in this situation, so he had to have made that shvua in any language, meaning that if he made such a shvua that I do not know Eidus for you, and he really did, he either says the shvua himself in any language, or he answers amen to somebody saying, I want to swear you that you do not know the Eidus for me. So this can be said in any language. It doesn't have to be said in Hebrew. Likewise, Yeshua said, Bikadam. This is when somebody denies having something of somebody else in his possession, and he swears falsely. He also has to bring a chatas, and this denial, this shvur that he makes, I swear, I do not have this Bikadam you, or the person swears him to say, I want you to attest that you do not have my Pikadam with you. And he says, yes, amen. So again, in these situations, Shuas Eidah, Shuas Pikadam, where he swears falsely. So even though he swore falsely in English, he swore falsely in the language that he knows, he still is going to be chayev in this situation for a chatos. Tosus points out that this list is not comprehensive. There are other things here that are also able to be said, not in Hebrew, such as, for example, Hallel, the Kiddush on Shabbos, or Birchas HaPerus, or Birchas HaMitzvos. So this is not a comprehensive list. Why it lists these things over here, some of them Mefarshim discuss, but for now, just want to understand that these things can be said in any language, and they will accomplish what needs to be accomplished with the saying of those things. Now the Mishnah gives a list, Be'elin Amar and B'loshan HaKodesh. The following must, in fact, be said in Hebrew, all based upon Pesukim, as we'll see. And the first one that must be said in Hebrew is the Mikra Bikurim. When a person goes and brings his Bikurim, he has to say certain Pesukim. He starts off, V'igadeti Hayom L'Hashem Lokecha, and then he says the Pasuk, Arami Oved Ovi. And he has to recite these passages. And he has to recite these passages, B'davka, in Lashon Kodesh, as we'll dash it out from Pesukim. Likewise, when we do the chalitza process, there's certain psukim that the man has to say, the certain psukim that the woman has to say. As Rashi points out, she starts off, he omeres, me'en yuvami, the pasuk, me'en yuvami, lohokim liyochiv shem b'yisrael, lo'ovi yabmi. And then he has to respond, v'omer, lo'chofatzi l'kachto, no, I don't wish to take her. And then the achar chalitza, then they do the chalitza. And then she has to say, he omeres, koch yis eloish, so will happen to the person, asher lo yivne es beis ochiv, that doesn't wish to go and do the mitzvah of yibam. So that chalitza process has to be also based upon the psukim said in Hebrew. Then the brachos and the klolos on har grizim and har evol, which we'll discuss more in a moment in the Mishnah itself, those also must bedavka be said in Hebrew. Then the birchas kohanim, when the kohanim duchen, when the kohanim bless the people, those words must be said bedavka in Lashon HaKodesh. Likewise, with birchas kohen gadol on Yom Kippur, when the kohen gadol gives various brachos to Klal Yisrael, there's a whole process that we learn in the Gemara in Yuma. He says 8 brachos to Klal Yisrael, so that bedavka also must be said in Hebrew, as dashed out from Sukkim. And likewise, the parsha melech in Hakel on the conclusion of the Shemitah year, in the next year, and Sukkis, we have the mitzvah of Hakel, Hanoshim, Anoshim, Anoshim, the Hataf, all of Klal Yisrael has to gather there and listen to the Melech tell us the Pasuk Psukim of Hakel. That has to be said in Hebrew as well. And finally, the two last things that we'll have over here, which will be discussed much later in the Gemara, Uparishas Egla Rufa, Umeshuach Muhammad, Mishomish Daber Elo'om. These two series of psukim that must be recited by the Egla Rufa process when we find the person dead and we don't know what happened to him, and it's in between two cities. You measure out which city it's closer to, and there's a whole Egla Rufa process, which the Gemara will discuss in greater detail in the next parak. And those psukim must be said in Hebrew. And likewise, the Mishuach HaMilchama, when he goes and talks to the people and tells them that anybody that has certain sins has to go home, anybody that's afraid has to go home, etc., etc. So that whole process, which will also be discussed in the upcoming Gemaras in the future parakim, will be have to be said in Hebrew as well. Now, we do not discuss all the series of psukim that don't have to be said in Hebrew. They can be said b'chol lashon, that the Gemara will do, but our Mishnah continues over here now and discusses all of those that have to be said in Hebrew. Elu nemar and b'lashon kodesh. And the first one was mikra bikurim. And you have to say the words, the psukim of bringing the bikurim in Hebrew, lashon kodesh. Ketzad, where do we see that you have to do this? The Yonisa of Yomarta, the pasuk tells us both this lashon of the Yonisa and the Yomarta. So this Yonis of Yomarta, V'di Hashem Lokecha, says to us that it must be Yonis of Yomarta like V'Yonis of Yomarta elsewhere. Where do we find elsewhere? By Har Grizim and Har Eval, Ulahalun Omer, V'Anu Halevi'im V'Omru. There it also has a Lashon of V'Anu, similar to the Lashon by Bikurim of Yonisa, and has a Lashon of V'Omru, which is similar to V'Yomarta that we have by Bikurim. So we make an analogy between the words of Bikurim and the words of the brachos and klolos and hakrizim and our evo, which we haven't yet proven, which have to be said in Lashon Kodesh. We'll do that momentarily, but we make the Zeri Shavit now between Bikurim and the brachos and hakrizim and our evo. And just like over there, Ma'al Halim Lashon Kodesh on hakrizim and our evo, it must be said in Lashon Kodesh, which we will derive shortly why that is so. So too, because of the Yonis of Yomarta, the same Lashon of Yonu of Yomro that we have by hakrizim and our evo, we find by the Bikurim, Av Kam Lashon Kodesh. So too over here, it must be said in Lashon Kodesh. So we haven't yet explained, again, the brachos and agrees on Reza. We're going in order of the Mishnah. We'll get to that in a moment. In the next thing in the Mishnah, it said chalitza, also as we said, the Lashon HaKodesh. Kate said, where do we know that? Because it also loses the Lashon over there of the Ansa, the Amra. We have both of these qualifications. You have to honor, you have to speak up, the Ansa, the Amra, and she has to say. So therefore, it's also Gzerishava to Hagrizim and Har'evil. Well, Hal Lomer of Yonu Halvi of Yomru by Hagrizim Har'evil, the Brachos of the Kolos. So too, we learn out Malahalim Beloshon HaKodesh, Avkam Beloshon HaKodesh. So just like by Hagrizim Har'evil, it must be said Bedavka Beloshon HaKodesh, so too the Chalitza has to be said Bedavka in Loshon HaKodesh. Now, we still haven't said why in Hagrizim Har'evil has to be said Beloshon HaKodesh, which we'll get to momentarily, but first we have a digression. Rav Yehuda disagrees with this drasha. He says you don't have to compare Chalitza to the Brachos and Kolos and Hagrizim Har'evil to learn out the Chalitza must be said in Hebrew. Says the words themselves by Chalitza tell us this. Yehuda Omer, the words themselves, the Ansa, the Amra, Kacha. It says she has to speak up and she has to say Kacha, just like this. Rav Yehuda says you don't need to compare it to Hagrizim Har'evil. You have it over here. Acha Tomer, Beloshon Hazeh, Kacha. And therefore, that's how Rav Yehuda learns out that Chalitza has to be said, the Psukim, in Hebrew, Beloshon HaKodesh. Now we get to the next thing, which is the brachos and kolos on Hagrizim and Har'evil. Kate said, how do we know that they have to be said in Hebrew? We can't say, let's compare it to V'yonis of Yamarta, because that was the comparison to Hagrizim and Har'evil. So how do we know that when it says, V'anu halvi and V'amru, that it must be B'loshon HaKodesh? So the Mishnah tells us, Kivon Sha'avru Yisrael L'sayardein, after we crossed the Yardein, the miraculous crossing of the Yardein was in some ways even greater than the miraculous crossing of Kriyas Yamsuf. The Gemara also discusses the miracles that occurred at Yardein. In any event, they came through the Yardein, Ubal Hagrizim, they came to Hagrizim, Vel Har'evel, and to Har'evel, and where were they located? Sheb Shomron. They were in the Shomron. Sheb Tzad Shechem, right next to Shechem, which is Sheb Eitzel Elonei Moreh, which is next to Elonei Moreh. The Mishnah digresses and tells us, and how do we know that Shechem is next to Elonei Moreh? Based upon the Psukim. Because we know that when they crossed the Yardein, it says, Shenemar, Halohema be'eber ha'yardein v'gomer. The Pasuk tells us, Halohema be'eber ha'yardein, Achrei derech b'vo ha'shemesh, be'eretz ha'chani ha'yoshei ba'arabo, mul ha'gilgol eitzel Elonei Moreh. So the v'gomer here is critical. So it tells us that when they crossed the Yardein, they were right next to Elonei Moreh. And it says by Avram Avinu, V'lahalana Omer, V'yavar Avram Ba'aretz, Ad Mekom Shechem, Ad Elonei Moreh. When Avram entered into Shechem, which was next to Elonei Moreh, Elonei Moreh. So therefore, we see, Ma Elon Moreh Hamor Lahalon Shechem. Just by Avram Avinu, it is talking about Shechem, Elonei Moreh, that's next to Shechem. So too, the Elonei Moreh that is mentioned in this pasuk, is also a reference to Shechem. The Elonei Moreh that it's mentioned there is also referring to Shechem. Okay, so we know when they crossed the Yardein, they came to Elonei Moreh, which is next to Shechem. Fine. How do we know that they said the brachos in Hebrew, though? So, Shisho Shvatim Olu L'Rosh Hagrizim. Six of the Shvatim went up on top of Hagrizim. The Psukim tell us that this was Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Yosef, and Binyamin, and the other six Shvatim, Reuven, Gad, Asher, Zvulun, Dan, and Naphtali, they went on top of Har Evol. So, Shisha Shvatim Olu L'Rosh Hagrizim, and Shisha Shvatim Olu L'Rosh Har Evol. So we have the Klal Yisrael, six on one mountain, six on the other mountain, Va'Kohanim, Va'Levim, Va'Aron, Omdim L'Mata, and the Kohanim, Levim, and the Aron were below them in the valley, the Emtsa, in the middle, between the two mountains. HaKohanim, Makifin, as Aron. You have the Aron in the middle. Then you have the Kohanim surrounding the Aron, and Valavim as a Kohanim, and Levim surrounding the Kohanim. There are many more Levim than there were Kohanim, and they all surrounded the Aron. So you have concentric circles of Kohanim and Levim around the Aron. In the middle of the valley over here, between the two mountains, Har Grizim and Har Eval. The Chol Yisrael Mikan Mikan. Again, all Chol Yisrael was either six Shvatim on Har Grizim and six Shvatim on Har Eval. And Shinema, we know this because the Psukim tell us this. The Chol Yisrael Uzakenab. Now, the Girsa that we have is Shotrav, but the actual words in the Psukim is just a printer's error here. It should be Vishotrim. So all the Chol Yisrael, the Zakenim, the Shovtim, the Shovtav, the Shotrim, the Shovtav, Omdim Mizeh, Umizeh, Lo'aron, V'gomer. So this is set in the Psukim exactly how Chol Yisrael is supposed to stand. Now, the Levim in the middle, and the Kohanim, they turned their faces, Hofu Pneim Kalape Har Grizim, when they said the Brachos, and they would turn their faces towards Har Evo when they said the Klolos. Rashi points out that the Psukim only tell us the Klolos, But they both were said. First they would say the brachos, and then through each klola. Bracha, klola, bracha, klola, until they went through the entire list that's listed in the psukim. So, hafchu pnei klapei hagrizim, possible bracha, they would start off with the bracha, baruch ha'ish, asher lo yaseh pesel umasecha. They started off by saying, blessed is the person that doesn't make any graven images. The elu, v'elu, onim amen, both the shvatim and the people, on Hagrizim, who was directly, so to say, addressed to, but also the people on Har Eval, who it wasn't directly addressed to, everybody answers Amen. Then they would Havchu Pneim Klapei Har Eval. Then the Kohanim Levim would turn towards the Shvatim and Klai Yisrael that were on Har Eval, with possible Klala. And they would say the reverse, they would say the opposite, Ara Ha'ish Asher Yaseh Pesel Masecha, and curses the one who goes and makes these idols, these Pesel Masecha, these graven and molten images. So, the Eil of Eilu, and everybody, not only those on Har Eval, but those on Har Grizim, everybody would answer Amen. So everybody would answer to both the Brachos and the Klalos. Just the Kohanim Levim would be turning and facing different mountains. As they said the Brachos, they would be facing Har Grizim, and as they said the Klalos, they would be facing towards Har Eval. But everybody would be answering to both Amen. Asher Gomer Brachos Klalos, and they went through the whole list of Brachos and Klalos that are mentioned in the Psukim, and this all has to be said in Hebrew. Then they would go and bring the stones. Rashi points out which stones are we talking about. They were told that they had to build a Mizbeach with these very large stones, and he continues, Rukasat Dolem, Ace called the Ve'at Torah Hazos, Ba'er Heitev. So they would take these stones that they had from the Yarden, and Ubanu es haMizbeach, they built the Mizbeach over there, v'sadu b'sid, and they put plaster on it, v'kosu alav, it's called the Riyat Torah b'shivim lashon, they would write down the entire Torah in all shivim lashon. This is where the entire Torah, shebichsav, has been given to the entire world, because it was written b'shivim lashon. The Torah shebal peh is not allowed to be taught to goyim, and that is for us, but the Torah shebichsav has been given to all the world. Shenem, as the pasuk says, ba'er hitev, you shall explain it very well. Then, after they did this, they took those stones, the not lues havonim. Bottom rash on the page says, Sosra Mizbeach, they took the Mizbeach that they had made, after they brought Leachashel or Olos, Vashlovim, as the pasuk tells us, Elisa, Olos, etc. So after they made it into the Mizbeach, they undid it, the not lues havonim, we turned to Lamebez, Webez, Vau, the Lonubim Komum. And they then went and rested in the Gilgal, which is where they stayed for the 14 years while they were doing Kibush and Chiluk of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so we clearly see from here that it had to be said in Hebrew. That's why it's brought down over here, because otherwise the question is asked, why are you telling us it didn't? It's not Lidoros. So we had to tell us it's din of the Brachos and Klalos, and I agree in our Ezel, because that's the paradigm to learn out all the others, because it says the Anu, the Amru, the Anu Halavi, and the Amru. So this is the source, the paradigm that we learn out all the others. That's why it's mentioned in our Mishnah. Okay, we start the Gemara. Parish has sold, we know. Now we go back to the first listing, which was the things that did not have to be said in Lashon Kodesh, and it tells us, Parish has sold, we know. And how do we know? The parish of Sotim is said in a language, because the pasuk says, the Omar HaKohen Laisha, the Kohen has to tell the woman, which implies, B'chol Lashon Shu Omer, it has to be something that she understands. The Kohen has to tell the woman this, it's not a tefillah, he has to explain to her, and therefore she has to understand that it is in fact in a language that she understands. Rashi tells us, the Omar Elisha, B'chol Lashon Shi Shomas, Mehai Kor Yolif Lo B'Sifri, B'lo Gassinim B'Omar HaKohen Laisha. Rashi has a different pasuk, he says, the Amar Elo Isha, that it has to be said to the woman, and that's the pasuk that should be brought down over here, and not the Amar HaKohen Lo Isha. So he has a slightly different girsa, and he darshens from El Ha Isha, that it has to be something that she will understand. Okay, now, what does he exactly tell? The Braisa tells us, Mashmino So B'chol Loshon Shishamas, the Braisa reiterates what we learned in our Mishnah, that it has to be said in a language that she understands, and what do they tell her? Amahi Shosa, on what she is drinking. We'll explain all of this in a moment. As Rashi tells us, we'll see, Kidim Mefarish also, Shom Lo Pritzos Gorim Loch Shetishta. Why are you drinking this water? Because you went against what you were told not to do, the kinui and the stira. Ubamehi Shosa, from what type of a kos will she drink it from? As Rashi tells us over here, this is a clay mos, a disgusting vessel, but Makida Shulcharis, which is made out of earthenware, which is normally not a very fancy type of a vessel. So she has to drink from a fancy, non-fancy type of vessel. She acted in a fancy way with her adulterer, so we bedavka go and humiliate her, embarrass her, then now she's going to be drinking not from fine china, but from a plain earthenware vessel, and it demonstrates that she acted in a very despicable manner. Amad Nitmes, why did she become Tomei? This is to announce to everybody else, all the women over there, that look what happens when you act in a silly fashion, when you drink wine, and when you act in a very childish manner, and ubamehi nitmes, and what exactly is the tumah that she did, because we want to make sure that nobody mistakenly thinks, well, listen, this woman was in fact assaulted, so the mei sota don't impact her, so maybe she'll be thinking, hey, listen, I did have relations with the guy, albeit it was against my will, and nothing happened. Maybe the same thing would happen if I had relations even intentionally. Nothing will happen, the mei sota don't work. So that's to not cast aspersions on her. We have to make it clear to everybody that this only will work if she committed adultery in a willing fashion. Okay, now, the Gemara discusses what I just said outside. Amehi shosa. Why did she drink? We have to make sure that she's aware. Al iskei kinuvistir, because she acted in a pre-sitting manner. Her husband said, don't closet yourself away with Yanko. And she did closet herself away with Yanko. So she acted in a pre-sitting manner, and that's why she's being brought through the whole sota process. Ubamahi shoso, why is she drinking from this disgusting cup in Makida Shocheris? Because she acted in a very low fashion, so we treat her now drinking from a very despicable type of a cup. And Aman Nitmeis, why did she become Tmeya? Why did she put herself in the situation where we're suspecting that she committed adultery? Because Aliske schok vialdus, because she acted in a very immature fashion. She acted in a very childish, very lighthearted manner. Elsewhere, the Gemara says maybe there was wine involved too, and that causes people to do, unfortunately, very terrible things. Ubamehi nitmeis, what does she actually have to do in order to be mechuyeves over here that the mei sota will be bodek her? So bishogeg ubamezid, she has to understand the difference between if she did it intentionally or it was unintentional. So bones oberatzon, whether she did it accidentally, she was raped, or whether she did it willingly. So she may have thought, for example, Rashi said that her husband had died and therefore she was a penuya. Now she's still not allowed to have relations with somebody, but it's not the same thing as committing adultery. So if she thought that she was muteris in some way, shape, or form, she no longer was a married woman, or she thought it was her husband, or she was assaulted, so then the mei sota will not in fact go and be bodekes her. But if she did it willingly, with intention, that she's committing adultery, so then the mei sota will work. Why do we have to go through this whole process? So Rashi points out, the first ones we understand, but the last ones, why do we have to go make sure? In order not to cast dispersions on the mayim hamarim. Because if in fact, shim nitmeis ba'ones, Rashi says, oh, shogeges, if she was raped, assaulted, or she thought her husband was dead, or some other situation that she wasn't willing to participate in adultery, the lo nivdekes, and the waters therefore do not go and check her out, shalote sur, she shouldn't think, hey, listen, I did have relations and the waters didn't work. Ilu nitmeisi mizida, if I had done this intentionally, gam kin lo yubot kudosi, the waters also wouldn't work. So therefore, we have to make it clear to her on what situations of adultery would the waters work, and what situations of she had relations that weren't a classical adulterous relationship, the waters would not work. Okay. Then the next thing in the mission, we said the vidui meiser doesn't have to be said Lashon Kodesh, can be said in any language you understand. Minolan, how do we know that? So this is based upon Pesukim as well. Here it says just the Yomarta. It doesn't say V'yonisa V'yomarta. V'yomarta le'ashem v'kecha b'yarti ha'kodesh v'nabayis. And V'yolof ha'mir v'misota v'cholashon shu omer. And just like Sota, it just said V'yomar ha'kohen le'isho or V'yomar elo'isho, the different Pesukim. So it only used the lashon of the omar, so too over here by vidui meiser, it only uses the lashon of the omarta. So therefore, we compare it to sota. Gemara says, "I'm learning of zidli abaye leilaf amiru milavim." But why don't we learn it out from the levim? It also says the lashon of the amru by the levim. So why don't we learn it from Hagrizim and Har-Aval, and therefore it must be done by lashon hakodesh? So I've already alluded to the answer. Let's just finish reading the question. Mal hal b'lashon kosher by Hagrizim and Har-Aval, the lashon of the omarta is b'lashon hakodesh. So Avkan, it says Amru Levim by Hagrizim, we should translate that to over here. So too, Avkan, Beloshon HaKodesh. So too, in regards to the Vidui Meiser, which says Yomarta, it should be Beloshon HaKodesh. So the answer is, as I alluded, Abayis tells us, Donin Amiru Gredesa, Me Amiru Gredesa. We prefer when we say the word Omar with Omar alone without the word V'ona. So we prefer to say over here, by Vidui Meiser says Yomarta, and it says by the Soto of the Omar. So it's just the Loshon of the Omar, Gredesa, only that. They ain't done an amira, greatest may I knee of amira, but we don't want to learn out the viomarta from vidu meiser to the onu, the amru that we find by the brachas and clothes on our grease and our able. They ain't done an amira, greatest saw, may I knee of the amira. Therefore, we prefer to make the Xeru Shava from vidu meiser to sota and not from vidu meiser to the brachas and clothes on our grease and our able, and therefore, vidu meiser said b'chol losh. Tanya, we learn the following brayso. Rav Shimon Yochai Omer, Adam Omer Shvacho Bekol Nomuch. When a person praises himself, he should do it in a very, very quiet way. We'll see why. Uknuso Bekol Ram. And when he goes and denigrates himself, he should say that out loud. Where do we see this? Shvacho, when a person praises himself, he should do Bekol Nomuch in a very quiet voice. We learn this out from the Vidur Maisa, because by Vidur Maisa, the person is saying how great he was. As Rashi points out, I didn't forget to do the mitzvos. I didn't do anything wrong. I, in fact, brought all the vidur meiser, and I did everything correctly. So therefore, he's praising himself. So therefore, it only says, v'yomarta, you shall say it. In other words, say it quietly. Don't pronounce it for the entire world to hear. As opposed to kenuso b'kol ram, when we announce arami oved avi, when we bring the bikurim, so we have to say that out loud, and we learn that out b'kol ram mimikra bikurim. So more questions this statement of Shimon Yochai. Really, are you supposed to say your kenuso b'kol ram or kenuso b'kol ram? Really, we want to pronounce to everybody that we did an aveira. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Shimon Yochai, he didn't hear it directly, as we pointed out. And this is the same Shimon Yochai that we just said over here now, who says that you should say Genuso b'kol ram. And yet, Shimon Yochai was the one that said, why do we learn out? The Gemara in Brachos tells us we learn out from Chana that she her lips were moving, but you couldn't hear what she said. And Eli originally thought she was a Shikora, and she really was Kisara. She was a very, very righteous woman, and eventually, Eli realized this, and he blessed her, and she had Shmuel. So we learn out our Tefillah B'Lachash. We learn out our Shemona Esrei from Chana. Why? Mipnei Matiknu Tefillah B'Lachash, that it should be said quietly. Tefillah B'Lachash. Why? Kadesh Levayish is over there. Rav Shimon Yochai is the one that said you shouldn't go and embarrass the people that sin, because at the conclusion of the davening, people announce their sins like we do on Yom Kippur. We say Achet, Achet, Achet. So you don't say that out loud. I heard from my Rebbeim, because it a little bit sounds like you're bragging. If a person says, oh, this Aver that I did, oh, this Aver that I did, so a little bit sounds like bragging. So it's not proper to say it out loud. It implies that you're happy that you did the Avera. So therefore, we don't say it out loud, but it's also done, Kadesh Shalol Levayis, it's over Aver, not to embarrass the people, everybody else is going to hear their sins. So we do it silently. And we learn this out from the fact that in the Beis HaMikdash, both Korban Ola and the Korban Chatas had to be shechted in the north. Now, if only the Korban Chatas had to be shechted in the north, anybody that was in the north having a Korban shechted, everybody would say, oh, that guy's a sinner, that guy's a sinner. Even though it was a Bishogeg, nevertheless, they should have been more careful. And since they weren't careful, so everybody would know that they were a sinner, and we don't want to embarrass them. So also, you do a Korban Ola, which is brought voluntarily, and therefore people will assume, oh, that guy brought an Ola, not that he's a sinner. So we see this idea that you should embarrass people. Lo Levayish is over Yaveira. We see this directly from the Torah. So how can you tell me that you say Genuso B'Kol Ram? Rav Shimon Yochai himself was the one that said that we say it quietly. So he says, you're right. Don't understand that it was Genuso B'Kol Ram, where Rav Shimon Yochai said over here, Adam Omer Shivacha B'Kol Namuch, and not Genuso B'Kol Ram, but Ella read it, Ella Ema Tzaro. You should read his troubles, his troubled past. That should say out loud, Arami Ovid Avi, Kidatanya, the Tommy Tommy Yikra. From this week's Parsha, from Tazria, it tells us that the person who's a Mitzora has to tell everybody, hey, stay away from me. I'm Tommy, Tommy, Tommy Yikra. He has to yell out to everybody, he's Tommy. I heard from my Rebbeim as well that we, Bedavka, have to say this out loud because he spoke Lashon Hara. He said things out loud, so therefore we make him say Tommy, Tommy Yikra. In any event, he has to announce that to everybody. That's his tsar. Sarach Lodio, tsar will arab. He has to tell his woes to the population. The Rabbin Vakshal Arachim. So therefore, people will daven for him. And in fact, in general, if somebody has troubles, he should go tell them to the public. They used to have the people that went to the Beis HaMikdash and were in Avelos, they walked in a different direction than everybody else. So everybody should be menachem them. When people needed a refuah shleima, they would announce it so people could daven for them. So if somebody has troubles, he should announce it to the rabbin, and the population, the rabbin, Klal Yisrael, will go daven on behalf of that person. Now we go back and dissect what we just said, gufa. Why did Chazal set this up? And it's based upon just like the Torah wanted to make sure that in the north, in the northern part of the Azara, that not only people who had to bring a chatas with this, so everybody would say, ah, that guy's a sinner, but also the Ola was brought there. So this idea is a beautiful idea. We don't want to embarrass people that are over Yaveira, and also to encourage them, since they won't be embarrassed, they'll encourage them to go do tshuva. The more questions, it says, really? The law? How, what do you mean there's no difference between the chatas and the holy? Yeah, they're both shechted in the north, but for yikadamim. The chatas is one application on each of the four corners of the mizbeach, and the ola is shtayim shein arba. It's only on two of the corners, on the opposite corners. Shtayim shein arba. So everybody could tell, this guy brought an ola, and this guy brought a chatas. So dam chatas lemala, likewise, the dam chatas was lemala michut ha-sikra, as I said, on the four corners of the mizbeach. The dam ola lemata, that was below the chut ha-sikra, on two corners. So how can you tell me that they won't know? Someone says, no, who's doing that? That's the Kohen. Hasam Kohen or the other? It's only the Kohen. Nobody's going to realize necessarily whose carbon he was bringing. So the Kohen will know this is Yanku's carbon. And it's a chata, so it's Yanku's carbon, and it's an ola. So only the Kohen will know, and that's not going to be a big embarrassment for the person. Chatas nekeva ola zacher. But wait a second, there's another simple way to tell. A chatas is either a kizba or a sira. It's a female sheep or a female goat. Whereas the ola, by definition, must be zacher. So just look at the gender of the animal. If it's female, it's going to be a chatas. If it's male, it's obviously an ola. So Gemara says, no, there's a way that you can protect against that. You go, what? You bring a kizba, and it has a big fluffy tail, and you won't be able to tell whether it's male or female, because the tail is covering up the genitalia. And therefore, you can hide it away. People won't know, was that a male sheep, or was that a female sheep? Okay, Gemara says, tena kivsa, that's great for a sheep, which has a fluffy tail. Seira, but a goat, Michael and Amar, the female goat, doesn't have a fluffy tail, and you'll be able to tell that it's a female. Therefore, it would be an embarrassment. So the Gemara says, no, hasam you to call mixif nashe. Then don't bring a goat. If you want to be not embarrassed, so go bring a sheep. The fact that he brought a female goat, obviously, the boy suya kivsa, become isasira. He's obviously not concerned about being embarrassed. The Gemara says, that's great for a regular sin that a person did. If a person does a regular sin for which he's chayav a chatas, so he brings either a kizba or a sira. But by avodos kochavim bedafka, you must bring a seira. You can't bring a kivsa. So chatas the avodos kochavim the lo sagi the lav seira. The pasuk tells us, as Rashi brings down, that you must bedafka go and bring a seira, as the pasuk tells us, eiz bas shenosra beparsha shlach l'anoshim. So therefore, what are you going to say over there, Michael and Maymar? You're going to embarrass the guy. Score says, in that situation, when the person did avodah zarah by accident, that will bring him a better kapara. So, therefore, we want him to be embarrassed. The sin of avodah zarah is so strict. Therefore, in the Midafka, in that situation, we want him to be embarrassed, and therefore, he must bring a seira. Then we quote the Mishnah. We say, Kriyashma can be said in any language that you want. So this is the opinion of the Chachamim, as we'll see. And the Gemara asked, Minol, and how do we know this? Dichsib, because the Pasuk says, Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Shem Echad, which implies that you have to understand Shema Yisrael, implying, Bechol Loshon Shato Shomea, that you can say Shema in any language that you understand. However, we see that this is a machlokus, Tanu Rabban. In the Braisa, we have an opinion of Rebbe that disagrees with this opinion of the Chacham. Kiriya Shema Kichsova, Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds that you must say Shema exactly the way it's written in the Torah. In other words, you must say it B'Loshon Kodesh. Whereas the Chachamim, Omrim, they are the opinion of our Mishnah, B'chol Loshon. You can say it in any language that you want. This is a famous machlokus. We have this Gemara in Brachos. We have it over here written in other places as well. My time with the Rebbe, what's Rebbe's rationale? Because the pasuk that we say every day, several times, Amakwa, Vayu Hadrim Ha'ele, Asher Nuchim and Tzavacha Hayom. The Hayu implies Vahavi Yosun Yehu. It should be exactly as it was stated in Hebrew. Everybody agrees that on Har Sinai, as Tosus points out, it certainly was given in Lashon Kodesh. So, therefore, we must say it exactly Vahayu as it was said. No, what did Chacham do with that? Rabbanan. We'll have to explain in a moment what the direction with the words Vayu, but their rationale is Rabbanan Amar Kor Shema, as we had already said. Shema implies B'choloshon Sha'at Shomea. Every language that you can hear and understand, that can be said B'shema. Again, you have to understand that language. Hebrew, if you don't understand it, you still Yotze, but if you don't speak French, you can't say it in French. No, what does each one do with the other one's drasha? The Rabbanan Pasuk does say Vayu Hadvarim. No, Rabbanan Ami Yochsi Vayu. What do they do with that drasha? So Gemara tells us, Hahu Shleikrena Lemafreya. The word Vayu teaches us that it must not be said out of order. In other words, you can't say Pasuk Beis before Pasuk Aleph. You can't say the second word in the Pasuk before the first word in the Pasuk. You can't read it out of order, out of the proper sequence. And that's what Vayu teaches us. No, this is a good drasha. Rebbe also has to learn that you're not allowed to read Lemafreya. If Rebbe is using the words Vayu to teach us, it must be said with Lashon Kodesh, the Rebbe, Shalei Kren al-Mafrei Minolei, has Rebbe know that you can't read it out of order? So Gemara says, because he dashens Vayu ha-dvarim, nafgalei mid-dvarim, it could have said Vayu dvarim ele, it said ha-dvarim, so the extra hey comes to teach us that you can't read it Mafreya, and Vayu comes to teach us that you should read it in Lashon Kodesh. No, why don't the Chacham dashen dvarim ha-dvarim? No, dvarim ha-dvarim, lo mashlu, they don't dashen the extra hey. Okay. Now, what does Rebbe do with the drasha of the Chacham Shema? After all, that sounds like it should be said in any language. Rebbe Nami Hoksiv Shema. What does he do with the word Shema? So that is for a different drasha. How miboyle? Rebbe would say you need the word Shema to teach us Lashmiel Oznecha Masha Atomotzi Mipicha, that you must hear what you say. You can't think the Shema. Nobody says you can think the Shema Miyotzi. When you daven, you can't think it. You can't scan the words with your eyes. That's not called davening. The person has to actually say each word with his mouth. But Rabbi's opinion is that not only must you say each word with your mouth, you actually have to hear what you're saying. Shema teaches us you actually have to hear what you're saying. And the Rabbanan, what did they do? Rabbanan Sabri, Lo Kiman Di Omar, HaKorea Shema V'lo Yishmi Eliyaz L'Yotza. The Chachamim disagree with that Rasha. They agree that you must pronounce each word. Chana moved her lips. She said every word. Even though, according to the Chacham, she couldn't hear what she was saying, but she did pronounce each word. So the Chacham say you don't have to necessarily hear it, you have to pronounce each word, whereas Rebbe says you actually have to hear each word, and therefore Rebbe uses the Drasha Shema for that. The Chacham don't need it for that Drasha, they disagree with that Drasha, and therefore they use it to teach us so you can say it in any language. Now, based upon Rebbe saying that you need a specific pasuk to tell us Vayu must be said B'Lashon Kodesh, that implies that every place held in the Torah, when you're reading the Torah, it doesn't need to be said B'Lashon Kodesh. Leimok Sava Rebbe, and we turn to Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. Let us therefore learn that the opinion of Rebbe is that every place else, Chol Torah Kula, B'Chol Lashon Emra, every place else you can read the Torah with any language that you want, because the Isok Adaitach B'Lashon Kodesh Emra, if you have to read the entire Torah in Lashon Kodesh only, so then why would you need a pasuk over here by Kriya Shema V'Hayu, the Kosa Rachmon Lomeli? I wouldn't need that. So it must be that Rebbe holds that every place else in the Torah, it doesn't have to be read with Lashon Kodesh, and only Shema, because it says V'Hayu, has to be read with Lashon Kodesh. Or it says Lav Davka. It's even according to Rebbe, you have to tell us specifically over here by Shema that you must read it by Lashon Kodesh, even though the rest of the Torah you don't have to read by Lashon Kodesh, because Mishum Dechsiv Shema, since it says Shema, you might have thought you should darshan it like the Chacham, B'chol Lashon Shata Shomeya, so therefore, Vahayu has to tell us specifically, only over here must you read Shema by Lashon Kodesh. But every place else, in fact, Rebbe holds, the Torah also must be said Lashon Kodesh. And the reason why it says again, Vahayu over here is to teach us here you might have thought it doesn't, therefore, Kamash 1 here too. But every place else, it also must be said Lashon Kodesh. So you can't bring us a raya that Rebbe in fact holds that the rest of the Torah can be read in any language that you want. Rebbe holds consistently that the entire Torah has to be read always Lashon Kodesh. Nu de Chachamim, Leima, let us say, Kasabi Rabban and Kol Torah Kula, Lashon Kodesh Nemra. Let us say the Chachamim hold that the rest of the Torah must in fact always be said Lashon Kodesh, and only over here must Shema be allowed to be said in any language. You need a special pasuk to tell us it can be said in any language. Because if you're telling me that the Torah can be read in any Lashon, then why would I need Shema? Shema, the Kosa Rechmona, normally, I wouldn't need that, because I would know that the default is that you can say it in any language. So again, the Chacham also, Itzrich, they need Shema over here because of Rebbe's drasha, Vishom Dechsev Ayu. You might have thought that this bedavka has to be read in Hebrew. Kamash Blan, it doesn't have to be read in Hebrew. But the rest of the Torah also doesn't have to be read in Hebrew. It can be read in any language that you want, and therefore these are the positions of Rebbe and the Chachamim. Rebbe Shita is that Shema must be said in Lashon Kodesh. The Chacham opinion is that in fact you can say Shema in Lashon Kodesh, but you can also say it in any language that you want based upon the drushes that we just said. And with this we conclude today's shir.